Welcome to Just a Minute. Thank you very much. Hello, my name is Nicholas Parsons. And as the minute waltz fades away, once more it is my pleasure to welcome the four exciting panellists who this week are going to play Just a Minute. We welcome back someone who's played the game for a very long time, and that is Clement Freud. Someone who's played it frequently, that is Tony Hawkes. And two people who have never played it before, that is Kit Hesketh-Harvey and Hugh Dennis. Will you please welcome all four of them? And this particular show is coming to you from the lovely Madam Market Theatre in the beautiful city of Norwich. And as always, I'm going to ask our panellists that they can speak on the subject that I give them, and they will try and do that without hesitation, repetition, or deviating from the subject on the card. Miriam Jones sits beside me. She will keep the score, blow her whistle when the 60 seconds are up. And we will begin the show this week with Clement Freud. Clement, we would like you to talk about Norwich, if you have it. You have 60 seconds to do that, and you begin now.
Shortly before the Battle of Agincourt, Henry V said, "Then shall our names familiar in his mouths like household names, Harry the King, Bedford and Exeter, Warwick and Talbot, Salisbury and Gloucester, and not a mention of Norwich." People in East Anglia were bitterly disappointed. They said, "If ever we have a supermarket..."
Tony Hawkes, the challenge.
I think he hesitated.
He definitely hesitated. You have a point, of course, for a correct challenge, and you take over the subject of Norwich, and there are 37 seconds left, and you start now.
Norwich is a nice market town with a marvellous football team nicknamed the Canaries. With absolutely no local support here tonight, let me tell you. They play in a marvellous strip, yellow and green, so colourful to watch them on the TV, bouncing from one end of the pitch to the other. I like Norwich very much indeed. I came here a number of years ago when I, in fact, had a girlfriend here. I'd visit her...
Hugh Dennis, a challenge.
Repeat of here.
Yes, he said you had a girlfriend here. You've got a point for a correct challenge, and you've got the subject of Norwich, and you only have 10 seconds, and you start now.
Norwich, as well as being a major city, is, of course, also an acronym, meaning knickers off ready when I come home. In this regard...
Tony Hawk's challenge just before you got your knickers off.
It would have to be called Canorwich for that.
But actually, Tony, you're quite right if you want to be pedantic about it. But
I want to be pedantic about it.
Yeah, but that is the phrase, that's accepted. So, Hugh, you have a point for an incorrect challenge. You keep the subject, you're very cleverly staying with it, with 1 second to go, starting now.
In this regard...
Whoever is speaking when the whistle goes gains an extra point. It was Hugh Dennis, who's never played the game before, and at the end of that round he's taken a commanding lead. Tony Hawkes, will you take the next round? The subject is, what's fishy? 60 seconds, starting now.
Fishy has generally become known as a term for something suspicious. I've never really understood this, given that, to me, fish seem rather honest creatures. They never seem to do anything behind their...
Kit,
you shouldn't have seen.
Yes, nice to hear from you. 48 seconds are there. And you have what's fishy, starting now.
Personally, I find Keith Floyd extremely fishy. I cannot understand why, when he takes his pollock, hake, skate, cod, place.
Tony Hawkes, a challenge.
Sorry, I thought you might have hesitated to touch.
No, he was keeping going on a list, which... So, Kit, you have your first point for an incorrect challenge. You'll keep the subject. 37 seconds are left. What's fishy? Starting now.
But nevertheless, he manages to be completely drunk at all times, unlike Clement Freud, a marvellous television cook who is never anything but completely sober and vigilant about everything he does. Mr. Floyd...
Hugh Dennis has challenged.
Was there a hesitation?
There was a hesitation.
There was a hesitation, and I think I know why.
I was telling such appalling lies. I couldn't...
Clement was nodding very sagely, entirely agreeing with you. Hugh, you have another point, a correct challenge. 23 seconds are available for you to tell us something about what's fishy, starting now.
I was wondering whether the phrase "there's something fishy" was based upon a thieving haddock or a kleptomaniac hake who used to go around stealing things from the neighbourhood. For example, he might rob banks or hold up sub-post offices in a fishy sort of way. I can't think of anything else to say now.
So, Clement Freud's challenge.
I wanted to help.
So you have him for hesitation, and you have 6 seconds on what's fishy, starting now.
Norwich City were quite fishy when they called in John Stalker to look into their failure to shoot.
At the end of that round, Clement Freud spoke as a whistle wind, gained an extra point for doing so, but he's in third place, just behind Kit Hesketh-Harvey, and in the lead is still Hugh Dennis. And Kit, we'd like you to begin the next round. The subject is sail. It is fairly synonymous with a certain show that used to come from Norwich, but if you'd like to try and talk on it for 1 minute, starting now.
A friend of mine was working during his university vacation at a sale in Liberties in Regent Street when an enormous and voluble woman in a huge sable fur coat removed it and went into a cubicle to try on an undergarment. He did not notice this, and when a second punter approached him and said how much, he said, "I should think about £5 to you, wouldn't you, love?" Dismissed from this post, he was trying to find a job at Fortnum and Mason in London's Piccadilly when the manager asked him, "Are you by any chance homosexual?" "As a matter of fact, no," he declared. "What's it to you?" "Simply that if you are, we'll put you on the ground floor since our customers prefer it." The Harrods sale in the Old Brompton Road is perhaps the most celebrated of all of them. There you can buy gentlemen's clothes, for example, shoes, socks, suspenders, trousers.
Teddy Hawks, your challenge.
He's going to start listing fish in a minute.
Well, so what's your challenge?
He'd done too well, that's
my yes. He had, he only got 7 seconds to go. He nearly kept going for the full minute.
Sorry about that. You haven't got
a legitimate challenge, so, Kit, you've still got the subject of sail. 7 seconds starting now.
Sailing out of the Norfolk ports, such as Blakeney and Lowestoft, were many fine...
Clement Freud challenge.
Lowestoft is tough.
You're quite right.
Oh, and Kit is a good Norfolk man. I'm glad you know him. So, Clement, you very cleverly got him with 1 second to go on sale, starting now.
Fortnum and Mason.
So, at the end of that round, Clement Freud happened to be speaking as the whistle went.
What do you mean, happened to be speaking when the whistle went?
Hugh, your turn to begin. The subject is Tuesdays. Will you tell us something about that in just a minute, starting now?
Of all the days of the week, namely Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday and Sunday, my favourite...
Kit, you've challenged.
Sunday's a weekend.
It's still a day of the
day
week.
Day of the week.
Oh, is it?
Yes.
I think he might be in trouble now, though. He's listed all of them.
Yeah, I have.
An incorrect challenge. 53 seconds are left for Tuesday, starting now.
My favourite is surely Tuesdays, for it is on Tuesdays that the dustbin men come. "Oh, what a sad and pathetic life he leads," I hear you cry, "but no one can know the excitement which is induced by the arrival of the garbage collectors."
Tony Hawk's challenge.
There's no such word as arrival.
No, I think that's fair.
40 seconds for you, Tony, on Tuesday, starting now.
There is a nightclub in Manchester called Saturdays and one called Fridays somewhere else, but I've never seen one called Tuesdays. That would be the kind of club I would like to...
Clement Freud challenge.
The second club.
Nightclub first time. Nightclub.
Well, right.
Ooh.
Right, so, Tony, an incorrect challenge, and you have another point. And 30 seconds on Tuesday, starting now.
I would love to go to an establishment such as this and disco the night away. For Tuesdays...
Come for a chance.
Repetition of night.
Same thing, it was part of nightclub last time.
But surely nightclub is either hyphenated or one word. It's not two words, is it?
Exactly. So I'm all right.
I think so, yeah. Tony, you continue with 25 seconds on Tuesday, starting now.
On Tuesdays, Clement Freud comes round to my house and picks up on everything I say. He's got a little buzzer there which he presses just by the cooker. And then what happens is I argue with him over and again.
pit challenge.
Hesitation.
Yes, you hesitated. You laughed at your own brilliance, and then you... So, Kit, you've got in with 9 seconds only. Well done. Tuesday, starting now.
John Wilmot, the second Earl of Rochester, described his Tuesdays thus. I rise at 11, I dine about 2, I'm drunk before 7, the next thing I do, I...
For the sake of those who like to hear the end of things, what did he do after that?
I call for my whore and then fall in a rage, then cropsicle morning I fall on my page. I think you probably...
perhaps this is... Well, the whistle did go away.
Yes.
Well, Kit, you were speaking as the whistle went. Gained an extra point, of course, for doing so. And you've taken the lead at the end of that round. But only one ahead of you, Dennis, and two ahead of Clement Freud and Tony Hawks. Tony Hawks, your turn to begin. Tony, a howler. That is the subject. Can you talk on it starting now?
A howler is considered to be an error or a mistake. My friend went round to his girlfriend's house and stayed the night there. During that evening, he got very drunk, and when he went to bed, he got up to go to the toilet and fell down the stairs. Unfortunately, her parent's dog was asleep at the bottom of the aforementioned thing, and he killed the dog by landing.
Hugh, Dennis, a chance.
A repetition of dog, wasn't it?
Before. A dog and a dead dog.
Yes.
it was still a dog, and you can't repeat the word. Hugh, 37 seconds to tell us something about a howler, starting now.
For example, a howler might be asking Patrick Campbell to do Just a Minute.
There was a sort of time warp there where people were trying to push their minds back to who Patrick Campbell was. Kit, you challenged.
It was very tasteless, but that's not the point. I think there was there was an arm at the end of it, wasn't
there? There was an hesitation.
Yes.
30 seconds for you, Kit, on a howler, starting now.
The opera singer Montserrat Caballé could be considered a howler, particularly in view of her size. She is known apparently as Monster Fat Cowbelly to some of her fans. She howls on various notes of the scale, C, C-sharp, D, D-sharp.
Tony Hawks, your challenge.
Repetition of C.
Yeah, there was C, B-sharp.
C-sharp.
You can't get out of it
that
way.
C-sharp.
Definitely not. 14 seconds for you, Tony, on a howler, starting now.
One howler I'm particularly fond of is Cilla Black. Whenever she starts to sing on Surprise, Surprise...
It's a tough game, yeah, isn't it? Right. Clement, you got in with 7 seconds on a howler, starting now.
When Norwich City called in John Stalker to impose the shoot-to-miss policy...
Well, I'm pleased to say the points have been very evenly divided. Clement Freud got an extra one then, speaking as the whistle went. He's now equal with Kit Hesketh-Harvey in the lead, but only 1 point ahead of Hugh Dennis, and he's 1 point ahead of Tony Hawks. And, Kit, it's your turn to begin. The subject, offence. Will you talk on that subject? 60 seconds, starting now.
Offence is either something you can give or take or, in the third instance, sit on. If in that case, I would not recommend one sitting on an electric fence or a barbed wire fence. Perhaps...
Tony Hawk's challenge.
Repetition of fence.
But we've just established if it's part of the word.
No, not at all. Offence. You can't say that fence is a... That's just letters that are made up in it.
Offense.
Otherwise, I could repeat the word fen, word ence.
What my point was, you can either give somebody a fence. Here is a fence for Christmas, darling. I hope you like
this
fence.
Oh, I think
fence.
We got what to want.
You can take it. I wasn't referring to offence at all.
You weren't. No, you weren't. It's the trouble. You did it wrong.
I'm in a world of my own here, aren't I? I'm sorry.
We enjoyed it, though. That was the point, Kit. And I agree with your challenge, Tony. So you have the subject, 48 seconds, offence, starting now.
It is, of course, an offence to use the words over and... Oh.
Oh, yes.
No one's challenged me. I'll keep going.
No. The long time before they did. Kit, you got in first, after a long pause. 40 seconds. Offence, Kit, starting now.
When John Stalker involved Norwich City in his shoot-to-miss policy, he creased A8F...
You're doing his challenge.
He was just talking rubbish.
I know. And I think we are ruled as a hesitation. So, Hugh, you've got him in 15 seconds on offence, starting now.
In swimming pools, there are various offences, the worst of which are ducking and diving, petting and bombing. I have never understood what...
Kit Chung.
There's one worse offence you can commit in a swimming pool.
Kit, I should give it to him.
I won't give it to him. What I will give him is a bonus point, because we love the comment. It wasn't an official challenge, but that's an extra bonus point. But Hugh keeps the subject, and he carries on with 7 seconds on offence, starting now.
In these instances, the lifeguard will approach you and tell you that it is not done to jump into the water with both legs clasped.
Hugh, it's your turn to begin. The subject, gherkin. Can you tell us something about a gherkin in just a minute, starting now?
A gherkin is a small pickled cucumber, otherwise known as dill pickle. It is much beloved of comedians because it sounds slightly rude. For example, one can say, "Oh, what a big gherkin." There are various other fruits and vegetables of which this is the case. Melons, for example. Plums. Oranges, no, they do not come into this category.
Tony.
It's not just me talking the rubbish thing. I think hesitation.
Yes, 36 seconds starting now.
Gherking is something I've never been very good at.
You, Dennis Challenge.
What is gherking?
I think he was about to tell us.
Yes. Oh, right, I was saying. Right.
So he gets a point for being interrupted in 34 seconds. Gherking starting now.
To gherk is something I've never had the privilege to do. Gherking, I assume, is the Cockney expression for doing this. My friend, Mr. Andrews, at school, used to call me a gherkin as a way of insulting me. In front of the class, he'd say, "Hawks!"
Come for a chance.
How was he your friend if he insulted you?
I had a particularly rough time at school. I had to take what I could get.
I side with Tony here, because in this position of chairman here, I have been insulted frequently by the members of the panel, and I still consider you my friends. So, Tony, I'm with you entirely. You have 18 seconds, gherkin, starting now.
When people visit McDonald's and fast food hamburger restaurants, the gherkin is the bit they immediately open and throw away. No.
Hugh, you're challenged.
I want to know how you open a gherkin.
Well, Mr. Andrews, my teacher, explains.
So what is your challenge, Hugh?
Well, you can't open a gherkin.
You get a knife and cut it in half.
Unless you can, Nicholas, maybe.
Yes, you get a knife and cut it in half. I mean, I think that's opening a gherkin. I think so. 10 seconds on a gherkin with you, Tony, starting now.
My father had a shop called Gherkin, which he opened.
You challenge.
That's a lie.
I'm inclined to believe you. I don't believe your father had a shop called Gherkin.
Well, whether you believe me or not isn't in the rules of the game.
Well,
the fact is, he opened it.
Right. I believe that your father... So, I'm with you. Hugh, you have 6 seconds on gherkin starting now.
Certainly, whenever I enter a fast food restaurant and open up my hamburger, the gherkin is indeed the piece of...
So Tony Hawk's got a lot of points in the round, but Hugh Dennis got one for speaking as the whistle went. Tony Hawk's, your turn to begin. The subject, Edgar Degas. Can you tell us something about him? Just a minute, starting now.
Edgar Degas is a well-known impressionist, although I saw him do an impression of Tommy Cooper and Edward Heath, and it bore no resemblance whatsoever. He was also notorious for hanging around with Monet, Manet, Matisse, and any painter whose name began with M.
Hugh, you've challenged, yes.
Isn't there a repetition of painter? Oh, no, it was an artist first.
It was artist, that's right, yes.
You see, now I understand.
Now you understand. But because you challenge, you interrupt, you stop the flow, and he gets a point for being interrupted, and he continues with 42 seconds on Edgar Degas, starting now.
He used to abbreviate people's surnames. Tissaru.
Yes.
You don't need to hear any more, do you?
could you abbreviate presario for me and tell me what the abbreviating is of it? Is there such a word as abbreviate?
No, I don't think there is. A word is abbreviate. I've never heard it before.
No, but I abbreviated abbreviate and got abbreviate. Ah, oh, I've got the drunk with me. Good news.
I hesitated for a moment because I wondered if there was an old Norfolk word or something. But,
the only Norfolk words we know are "It's that? The quiz of the week."
Right, 38 seconds. Edgar Degas with you, Kit, starting now.
After a lifetime of painting ballerinas changing out of their hot, sweaty undergarments in the wings of various theatres, a questionable activity, some would say, he then went on to paint horses, which was perhaps even more dubious. His later years were enlivened by an affair with the trapeze artist turned painter Suzanne Valadon, who subsequently went on to enjoy liaisons with Rodin and Toulouse-Lautrec. She must have been something of an acrobat. Edgar Degas was a marvellous painter. That happened.
Oh, it's a tough day.
It was. There was a repetition of painting.
I'm sorry, it was painted thousands of times.
That's and right. It went sort of painted, and then it was sort of.
That's right. Yes, everything, right. But you cleverly got him with 4 seconds to go on Edgar Degas, Hugh, starting now.
I've often thought what a persuasive artist Degas must have been.
Hugh Dennis, Focus of SON, got an extra point. He's 1 point behind our leader, Tony Hawks. He's equal with Kit Hesketh-Harvey. And Clement Freud is training them. And Kit, it's your turn to begin. And the subject is intelligence. Specially chosen, I've no doubt. Will you speak on the subject starting now?
Well, what with the collapse of the Berlin Wall and everything and the cessation of hostilities between NATO and the Soviet bloc, there has been little need of late of any intelligence. Paradoxically, the first time that a woman starts heading the intelligence service in Britain, there is nothing to be intelligent about. However, this is not a situation which I relish. Oh, no, I miss Ian Fleming and his lovely stories about Bond, James, and the same surname followed that particular introduction. Intelligence is not something I'm feeling particularly equipped with at the moment, owing to the lateness of the hour and the inclemency of the weather. However, intelligence is generally rated to be in dolphins and in pigs and in human beings.
Clement Freud, chance.
And ins, right? Three and ins.
Yes, I'm sorry.
Two and ins. Maybe three and you might have got away with it. The three and ins winner. Clement, 13 seconds for you to tell us something about intelligence starting now.
Intelligence entails being that much more intelligent than the other person. I have a friend with whom I went to school who has a toaster which he put sideways underneath his television set so that people thought he had a video.
Lemon, speaking of the whistle went, has moved forward, but alas, he's just still in fourth place, which is unusual for him. And Hugh, it's your turn to begin. We're going to go from intelligence to ignorance. So, Hugh, will you tell us something about it? I don't know why you got ignorance and he had intelligence, but anyway, will you try and talk on the subject starting now?
I was once on a British Rail train that stopped suddenly between stations. We stayed there for about 10 minutes before the guard announced over the tannoy, "We apologise for the wait, which was due to a delay." This strikes me as a prime example of ignorance. They say that ignorance is bliss. I certainly didn't think that as I was doing my physics A-level, struggling with what on earth kinetic theory was, or momentum, or...
Clement Freud, challenge.
I think hesitation.
Hesitation, you would think correctly.
Ah, that was the word.
30 seconds. Ignorance, Clement, starting now.
I knew a man who was so ignorant that he bought a toaster and put it sideways under a television set in order that people would believe that he had a video, when it was quite clear that no film or cassette would be able to be pushed into that machine and present anything like a picture that could be enjoyed of an evening or even in the afternoon. Ignorance is a many, many facets.
Let's hit your challenge.
Oh, he was going. So now, it was a hesitation. Manny,
there was a hesitation, yes, and you've got in cleverly with only 3 seconds to go. Ignorance Kid starting now.
Thomas Gray owed to a distant prospect of Eton College.
Yes, we're coming into the last round now, so let me give you the scores. We approach it. It's very close. Kit Hesketh-Harvey, first-time player of the game, is in the lead. Only 1 point ahead of Tony Hawks, only 1 point ahead of Hugh Dennis, and only 1 point ahead of Clement Freud. Clement, it's your turn to begin. The subject is Dam. You can take it any way you wish, Clement, starting now.
One of my very favourite films is The Dam Busters, in which a man whose name I actually forget... predicted. It's not just his name, I forget.
It was Guy Gibson.
He led the plane, yes, but it was Wallace Barnes.
No, it wasn't. It was Barnes Wallace.
Oh, yes.
Can I go on now?
No, because you wanted your challenge, Hugh.
I think it was just that. I just wanted to point out...
Yes, get it together, Parsons Nicholas, will you?
I thought you had him for hesitation.
No,
I don't...
Oh, right. Oh, fine. All right, Clement, you have open the point. 52 seconds on Dam, starting now.
If England goalkeepers would only watch that movie and do what the gate man in Holland did and catch the bombs as they came... As many of you will have seen on an advertisement for a lager whose name actually escapes me.
Tony Hawks.
Well, he's just stopped now, hasn't he? I'll go for hesitation.
You've gone the right way. 33 seconds for you on Dam, starting now.
Dam is an expletive which people often use when they lose their temper. For example, they might stub their toe on the corner of the bed and then go, Dam! I wish I hadn't done that. Sometimes they might get even more angry than that and say another expletive with it.
Clement Freudchan.
Two expletives.
Two expletives. Yes. Right. So, Clement, you have Dan back. And 15 seconds starting now.
Bum is another word.
Yes.
I think that's all he wanted to point out.
He did so. And he got his laugh, and you got in, and you got 10 seconds on Dam, starting now.
Bum, indeed, is another word. But the subject, of course, is Dam. Dam is a thing which you put at the end of water to stop it going over the end.
That was the last round, and I will just give you the final scores. This week, it is very, very close. There's hardly a point between any of them. Clement Freud and Hugh Dennis were in third place, equal, just 2 points behind Kit Hesketh-Harvey, who hadn't played at the game before. But he was only 2 points behind our winner because Tony Hawks had most points. He came with a flourish at the end with his dams, and he's damned the others to be our victor this week. Tony Hawks! Thank you very much indeed. It only remains for me to say, on behalf of these four bright players of the game, thank you very much indeed. Also our producer, Sarah Smith, the creator of the game, Ian Messiter, and also Miriam Jones, who's been keeping the score and blowing her whistle so magnificently. And also we're delighted to be here in Norwich, and I do thank our audience here for giving us such warmth and encouragement as we play Just a Minute. We hope all the listeners at home will join us once more when we take to the air and play this delightful game. Until then, from all of us here, goodbye! Thank you.